final day of 2017. We welcome you to the Pearls of Living Podcast, episode 3. It's all right. It's all right. Today, as usual, we're sponsored by Bready Life. Get ready, be ready. Bready Life. As usual, we will have special guests with us every episode so that you can see and hear the different pearls of living around all of us. There's different pearls that we all contribute to this great earth of ours that we bind together and we create magical things. And today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, today we have a very special guest today with us. There's a brand new EP out there titled Only His Hands by the Russells. Episode 2, go back and listen to. We had one half of the Russells that are contributing to the Only His Hands project. That was Dr. Billy Chavez, and that's on episode 2. Feel free to go back and take a listen. But today, ladies and gentlemen, special guest, the one and only Pastor Billy G. Russell.
Hello, I am actually here and excited about being here.
He's excited about being here.
So what's up?
Today's the day.
Today is the day. Been a wonderful day so far.
Only His Hands is out right now. You can go to Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify, Google Play Music, anywhere you get music. You can order it online.
Yo-fi, Edify,
Anyfy.
Go get it. It's everywhere.
You can order a hard copy off the pearlsofliving.org website or just email us and say, hey, I would like to have a copy, and we'll get you pointed into the right direction, because everyone should get some of this good music in their radio and turn it up really loud. Because it's once in a lifetime, great blessing music. Gospel soul is what it
is. It is gospel soul. Kicking gospel soul.
Kicking gospel soul. So to start out, I would introduce and say all these magnificent, wonderful things that my dad has done. But I'm going to let him go ahead and do that today, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it may take a long time, longer than what we got time to tell everything. But it is a wonderful day today. Actually, it's a celebration. We chose to release this project today because today represents, it's 20 years ago we buried our daddy on New Year's Eve. And he was only 6 or 7 years old. And a big part of me died when he died, I'll be honest. But his desire was for us to always be together, sing together, pray together, the brothers, 5 of us. And so on that night, New Year's Eve night, we decided to come together. After we buried daddy, we decided, look, we're going to do this together. 5 brothers came together, myself and Kevin and Michael and Mac and Will. We decided to become the Russells. And we put out 2 projects since then. We had a bus traveling all over the country, and God truly, truly blessed it. So I want to come out this year, during the 20th year, with a new project to honor my dad's wishes for us to be together as the Russells. But now we're including the younger generation. The younger generation it's coming along real good, so that's why you're going to have a younger feel to this particular CD. We started out with a 3 song, 2 gospel soul songs, but then a praise and worship song as well. Praise and worship song that says Only His Hands. that song came about because after my dad passed and my mom passed and my brother Michael passed away and then my sister Dorothy passed away, and I began to just sit and think that out of all the things that people were saying and coming and doing and buying chicken and everything else, it still did not heal the brokenness. So the only way that brokenness was healed was when I was able to get away with the Lord and just have a prayer talk with Him, and that's who healed me. There were people who could understand what I was going through or what was going on with me, my depression, my sadness, my weaknesses. They could not understand. You're supposed to be a preacher. But there was a place in my heart that nobody could understand but God. And that's how that song came about. I was just thanking God for understanding me when nobody else understood me.
But God.
But God.
Only His hands. Only His hands. And you heard that right. 20 years ago.
Today.
20 years ago.
At 1 o'clock.
We buried him. Mm-hmm. We buried my grandfather. And I remember just being a part of the See You on the Other Side project. And so many great songs and so many great memories came about from that project. So yeah, So in the last episode, I was sharing some of my earliest memories, and I kind of talked about the quartet concerts and the musicals that we used to attend, and just my earliest memory of that quartet experience is just having going to the musical, seeing some guys playing some music, Jerry Curls, folks sweating, it's hot, and it's packed, like quartet down home singing, like yeah. That's my earliest memory. So looking back, what would be your earliest memory of, like, your earliest memory of the quartet singing and musicals and stuff like that?
7 years old. My dad was a quartet singer, and he and I used to go all over Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana to a good quartet singing to hear something like the Volunteers, the Cloud of Joy, Gospel Airs. And Daddy was singing with a group called the Morning Stars, and wherever they were singing, I was singing. He had me tagging along and made me get up and sing a song here, a song there. And I just caught on and started loving quartet singing. Like you say, we came up doing the Jerry Curl days, and I mean, it was those quartet anniversaries. It used to be packed. And we would start like 7 o'clock, and then on a Saturday night, or even on a Friday night, and not end up to Sunday at 3 o'clock in the evening or something. But sometimes through a Saturday night, all nighter, and then we go to church that Sunday morning. Then quartet start back at 2 o'clock Sunday, and it would be Monday morning before we done. But it was nothing to have 20 groups there, and people would stay there. The place would be packed. People love quartet singing in southern Mississippi, well, all over Mississippi and Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia. That's where most of our traveling was done. And in Texas, we did a lot of singing in Houston and Dallas, those places. So I remember that and loved it and still love it. You know, it died down some, but I'm in the business now trying to keep quartet alive.
And I think it's here to stay. I mean, feel like quartet has been, like you said, it's been kind of upped and kind of died down a little bit, but I think it's back. I think the days of the old singing groups and 3 and 4 and 5 people in the group, that's coming back.
Oh yeah, that flavor. It's just a certain flavor that, I mean, I love choir singing, praise and worship, that kind of stuff. I love those kind of songs, but it's nothing like quartet. You have nothing like putting your hand together and just boom, bop, boom, bop, boom, bop, boom, bop, boom, boom. You can't beat that. And that's just what, that's who I am. And, I mean, I could sing the other stuff, but I even ventured off a little bit while I was in college and started doing a little hey, Hollywood swinger kind of stuff. KC and the Sunshine Band. And I did a whole lot of Ohio Players kind of stuff. I actually was singing in a band with CC and the fellas, but then That just wasn't satisfying my soul. I did it for a couple of years, but I had to come back to quartet. And quartet, I'm back now. I ventured out a little bit. We did a project with the State Baptist Convention, and we sung or did a project with the choir. But this project is quartet gospel soul. I mean, put your hand together and get your groove on. That's what it is.
Let's take a quiet. Y'all heard it on the introduction, but let's get this all right going, because it's all right. It's all right.
Let people know. Let people know. Church is having a good time.
You can have church in the house, in the bathroom,
it's all right. It's all right. Have a little church, cause it's all right. Oh, it's all right.
Let's get it right now. Let's start rocking. Rock with it.
It's all right. You know what's the name of the other two songs on there?
Well, God Got My Back. In this world we're living in, with all the stuff going on, you know, we could be fearful and just stay in the house and just refuse to come out. And I'll stay in the closet as Christian. But it's time to come out of the closet and just realize the God that we serve is a great God, and He got us. Regardless of what happened, regardless of what's going on, God got us. And that's what this is all about. And that we got to come out of the closet and realize, God got my back. You know? And when I say He got my back, that means He got me, period. And got my back, He won't let nobody slip up on me. He always will give me a warning and let me know, don't go that way. Go this way right here. And so that still small voice that speaks to me, let me know, He got me. And there's a praise and worship song. Although, like I said, I like quartet, but we had to do at least one praise and worship song. And that's the one that Sister Russell is singing on. And it's a true praise and worship song, but it came out of the experience of having no one else to turn to. When people walk away from you and leave you, you realize that only God knows what you're going through. And only He's the only one that can reach out and touch you in places that nobody else can even understand what's going on. You know, you go through these times, and I don't care how Christian you are, how saved you are, it boils down to this, you know, you still have to have somebody to minister to you. And when people can minister to you, and they still don't get through to you, those are the times when you realize it's only God. Only His hands can touch me now. Only His hands can heal me, deliver me, set me free, get me through this. And you realize that He loves you and He cares for you because of what He already, His death on the cross. He's already done the work of salvation, so why not turn to Him? And that's what it is. That's what this song is all about, turning to God in those greatest times of need.
Amen. So it's all right. God's got your back, and only His hands.
Only His hands.
Only His hands.
Reach out and touch you in places where you need to be touched.
That's the EP from the Russells. Make sure you go and get your copy. Just going to kind of go on a tangent a little bit and kind of ask some questions, and we'll wrap it up. Reverend Russell is the CEO of Pearls of Living. And he's a leader of Greater Friendship Baptist Church, the president of the State Baptist Convention in Minnesota. So what does leadership look like to you in your mind? What does it look like?
Leadership says, I got to set the goals and present a vision and then come up with ways to reach those goals and visions and get people to buy into it and say, let's do this. Let's get it done. That's what leadership is to me. I've been principal at schools and pastor churches, and it is up to that leader. You know, yeah, you listen to the people and you talk to people and you get to know people, but the bottom line is that leader got to be the one to set the directions for that institution, whether it's church, whether it's school, whatever you are, but that leader got to be one to set the tone for the whole organization. You set the tone as a leader. That's what it says to me. So I got to walk upright, walk and do the right things, and show that it can be done. That's leadership. And I've been pastoring for 37 years, and I was a principal for and a teacher at schools for over 22 years.
A lot of experience.
A lot of experience. And it all boils down to the same. You got to set the tone.
And you mentioned that you're entering a chapter, a different chapter in life, where you're passing on those leadership skills to the younger generation. Is that, and that's kind of what, that's a portion of the pearls that you offer, is pearls of living. We all have our different pearls, and those leadership qualities need to carry on through to our younger generation. And he provides, I mean, already provides leadership training, counseling. So any type of training that is coming up, definitely be sure to look at the pearlsofliving.org website to see what we got upcoming. There's another upcoming thing in 2018. It's a pretty big deal. Can you tell us something? Tell us something about that. What's going on in 2018 with you? Any New Year's resolutions, or you got any upcoming events coming on? 2018 starts tomorrow, so.
Well, we doing it. I mean, starting out tomorrow after you have your dinner or your lunch, whatever, you have your black eyed peas. Then let's go on a fast. I think this is a big thing. The first 21 days of the year, I think it'd be great to go on a fast, you know, fasting and praying and asking God for directions. You know, people just flippantly come up with all kind of resolution every year, but I think this is the time to really fast and pray. And we're going to put on the website different ways you can fast. You don't have to be just say, well, I got to give up everything. No, you got to. There are some things you may want to fast. You may want to give up your Michelob Ultra or whatever, but it's just a fast. Giving up something that you really like doing, you know, showing God that I need you to speak to me. So that's what this is all about. And Tanisha going to put some stuff on the website, and you know, I probably want to talk to her too. He probably want to do a podcast with her.
He's about to give away episode 4, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 4.
Talk about what you can do. it goes beyond just say a Daniel fast. Daniel fast is good, but there are other fasts you can do to. Have your body healthier and have your mind even thinking better, and you being just you even make your skin brighter. but the bottom line of this is that's the first thing. But I really think that the fasting, what it is to me, is preparing me for the transition that God is going to do in 2018. I'm transitioning to becoming playing a bigger role in prayer of the living, and preparing leaders to take on the role of being of pastoring. And going to the next level with pastoring. So I'm preparing those. We had associate ministers day to day. And so what I'm doing, I'm preparing those associate ministers to take on roles as pastors, because I realize that what my major role doing now, during this season, is to train other people to take on the role of pastoring, because I'm transitioning to another phase. My next phase. Phase 3 of my life. That's where I'm getting ready to go. But that don't mean it's over. That means, if you look on the CD cover, I got my sunglasses. My future's so bright, I had to put them on.
No. And so we got the Super Bowl here in February, but we got another big event that's going on through the state Baptist.
The Super Bowl of the National Baptist Convention is coming here in September 2018, and it's going to be over 20,000 black African-American National Baptist congregants here. And it's going to be that's an awesome time of music and preaching and singing and worship and evangelism, certainly reaching out to the homeless shelter. I mean, it's just a major event, and it's like a 5-day major event. So it is the next Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It goes beyond the Super Bowl of February. It goes, I mean, trust me, it's going to be better than that Super Bowl. Although I'm going to enjoy the Super Bowl. So it'll be cold like the other day, 14 below. But
so if you're not in Minnesota in 2018, make sure you plan to get to Minnesota in 2018 for the National Baptist Convention here in Minneapolis, sponsored by our own president, Pastor Billy G. Russell. Well, we got one more question, and we'll let you get on out of here. I asked Chavez, if he could be any color, any different color, like what color, any brand new color in a crayon box would you be?
Black.
One word?
I'm black.
Simple answer.
I am truly black. African American black. I've been through enough stuff in my life. I know who I am. I love everybody, but I've been through a lot. I can't say what I want to say on this podcast. Went through a lot of stuff, but I am truly a black American, black African American. I've had a chance to go to Africa 6 times, and I've seen some really black folks over there. But I recognize these are my homeboys. I'm black. I'm with my homeboy. So ask me my color. I'm black.
So he gonna stay black. You can create no color.
I'm gonna be black.
He's still gonna be black.
When I die, I'll be black.
And he's pretty proud.
I'm proud to be black.
He's proud, and we all should be proud in our own skin and proud of our skin color.
I mean, I believe in multicultural. I believe in multicultural churches and all that kind of stuff, but I still believe in the African American black church. Bottom line.
Yep. And we're bringing people together. That's what Pearls of Living do, and that's what we'll continue to do. Bring people together. We'll have more special guests coming up in our future episodes. We'd like to thank Pastor Russell for being a guest for episode 3. We thank y'all for tuning in. Make sure you go get the EP, Only His Hands, by the Russells.
Best one ever. We got 7 projects that's been on.
And it's all right. We'll see y'all next time. Email us, comment. Make sure you visit the website, pearlsofliving.org. And y'all be blessed.